let's look at it from the employer's side. If they've taken all reasonable steps and they have work for someone to do, and that work really does need to be done in the office under their supervision, then if someone says, look, I don't want to come and do it, the employer would have a number of choices. They could say to the employee, well, first of all, use up all of your annual leave or any long service leave you have entitlements to. And a lot of employers are doing that at the moment, asking people to take their leave entitlements. After that's expired, they could say to the employee, well, you're on leave without pay. You can't expect to be paid when you're not willing to work. Our system has never required employers to pay people when they're not working unless their leave falls within the fairly narrow parameters of personal and carer's leave, which does involve someone to actually be sick themselves. And if the employer wants to keep somebody on the books and is willing to re-engage them when they are ready to come back to work, that would probably be the best option.